What's up, everybody? Those of you who know me, my name is Ilya. Before we begin, let's take a deep breath with me right now. And breathe out. Yo. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to this episode of Yala Radio. I'm your host, Ilya. And I love you always. Now, this episode is being recorded live on podcast, on Anchor Radio. Be sure to check it out. I am leaving below the link for the podcast for y'all to check it out. Got some other episodes on there for my journey. Excuse the headset. This episode, I'll be talking about being authentic and what that means for me. This journey has been intense. I've recently been about since December 1st or 3rd. I don't even remember really. I think it was December 1st. I set out on my journey from New Jersey, packed a few bags, and left for California. I felt that my chapter in life was done at the time, and left for California because that was what spirit, what source, what God was telling me to do. It said, go to California. So I said, okay. okay, let's go. It's the only thing that feels right. So I went and I stopped at Sedona. Please check out the previous episodes of my podcast episode titled Playtime, Reestablishing the Connection with Food. It's all on there. The journey that I had at Sedona, it was amazing. Stayed for about 5 days with this woman named Crystal, who is the owner of Aligning Light Crystal Shop. She does vortex tours. She does readings. Her crystal shop has amazing energy. The people that work there are phenomenal. They will align your light. I promise you that. I stayed for 5 days, and on the fifth day, I woke up and I said, "Well, time to go. Feel my time here is up, and it's time to go." And so I got up, got dressed, packed my things, and headed to the store, to the Aligning Light Crystal Shop, to say bye to Crystal. However, she wasn't there. She wasn't at the shop. By the way, guys, nothing here. None of this is planned. None of this is scripted or written out or anything. I have a piece of paper in front of me that says, this episode is on being authentic. So this is as authentic as it could possibly get. So that being said, my roommate is here. Francisco's home, so that's as authentic as it gets. So as I left, I stopped at Crystal's shop, and her coworker told me that she was out on a tour, and I decided to wait. I felt that it didn't feel right to just leave without saying bye personally, so wandered around. I learned something called muscle testing, and it's where you stand up and you relax your body, and whatever you are seeking the answer to, you ask, is this in benefit of me? Am I benefiting from this, whatever it is? And you will unintentionally will fall forward, or you'll fall back, and That's your yes or your no. And so I learned to do that, which is really cool. I use it very often now when I'm unsure of what I'm, you know, what the answer is for me, what my intuition is. Most of the time, you know who I know. But it's nice to have another perspective. So I learned that, and as I was getting ready to go, I said, 3 o'clock came. I said bye to Crystal, and right as I was leaving, I stopped at this art gallery where the owner was a shaman. And what's up, man? The owner was a shaman, and that's what really caught my attention, and I wanted to go check out his art gallery. And when I came in there, I saw the shaman in the back of the shop, and I couldn't even look at the guy. I couldn't make eye contact with him. He was just, his energetic presence at the time for me was, I was not there yet. I was just not there. Couldn't even come say hi to him. So instead I just decided to pay attention to the art and really breathe it in. And what stood out for me was there was this one painting, there was two paintings that stood out for me, but one of them, the first one that I came up to, there was descriptions next to them, but you don't even really need this to read them. You read the description by looking at the art. And there was this warrior sitting on his horse, and he was on top of a cliff, and he was intending to move forward. However, you could feel the uncertainty within him that, is the path before me, am I going to make it to the other side? Because the cliff is a open cliff, you know, if the horse isn't sure, the horse will fall. And what the warrior doesn't see beneath him are these two bears. And one bear is a black bear, and the other is a white bear. And they're wrestling with this tree. And what the warrior doesn't see is the tree is bending forward, creating a path for him, making it a safe passage to get to the other side. And it was all about trusting, surrendering and trusting that when we step forward, the path will open up for us and already is open for us. It's only a matter of us trusting and stepping forth into that sense of surrender. That letting go of control, and that everything is working out for us, and that life wants everything to work out for us, and stepping into that. And I resonated with that deeply, because that was exactly, I mean, even now in this moment, even as I record this, stepping into the fact that the story of everything unfolding for me, and it's been the same with every experience, every moment. Just a constant surrender and trust. And so that painting hit home deep. As I went to the next painting, it was this drawn mural of the ocean, and this horse standing on the shore, and it was up on its hind legs, and this really powerful image of this horse. The horse was created by this, I believe it was lightning that struck, and it created an image of a horse. So it was really powerful, and it was the image of the shore of the beach being connected with the sea, and the current was rising, and in the wave you could see dolphins, and it was this really beautiful sense of harmonic, synchronistic compassion, and you could feel it when you look into the painting. And there's dolphins everywhere, and then when you looked into the sky. The clouds were painted in a masculine and feminine roles, and they were coming together and touching, and it was beautiful. And so when I was continuing to walk about, this woman that was working there, she came up to me, and I felt this moment approaching me that in this moment I was about to hear the universe speaking through this woman. And that's exactly what happened. She started speaking to me and telling me about the paintings that I was looking at, and she told me the stories of them, and it was really beautiful to hear the stories as they connected exactly with what I was going through at the time, what I was experiencing. And I told her my story. I told her how at one point in my life I partially realized this, partially disassociated, as I gain awareness to the realization that I am not my name. My name doesn't define me. It is a part of who I am, a part of what makes me me. And in that moment, I looked at my name as an acronym, and that's why I say every time I start an episode, I love you always, because it's spelled I-L-Y-A, Ilya. And as I told her that, I told her how I also created the podcast Yala. Yala was created when I was writing journal entries when I was still in New Jersey. I rented a room, and I was staying in this house with my friend Carol, who's now my friend, who's the landlord that I was staying with. And as I was writing these journal entries, after every entry I would write my name and I would sign it, and I would write, I love you always. And for a while, that was it. That was the end of every entry. But one time I kept writing, and as I kept writing, my hand just kept going as I was writing stream consciousness writing. And my hand kept going, and it wrote out, you are loved always. And in that moment, I was like, whoa, that's interesting. Didn't mean to write that. It just came out. And then so I looked at that, and I looked instantly, and I wanted to know what's the acronym for that. And it came out to YALA. I was like, okay, what's YALA? I was like, maybe it's in Hebrew. Looked it up in Hebrew. I was like, no, it's not Hebrew. In Hebrew, it's two L's. This is one L. Doesn't align. So I looked and decided to... I heard that message. It was telling me to check it out in Sanskrit. So I looked it up in Sanskrit, and in Sanskrit, Yala means net. And it aligned for me. I resonated with that because I've always been seeking connection, to feel connected, to feel that I'm not alone in the world and in this experience. And at one point I got that sign that we are all connected. And so the intention for creating the podcast and the channel for YouTube was to provide the message for everyone to remember that we are all one, we are all connected, and what affects one affects another and affects the all. And I wanted to create a platform for people to be able to share their experience and share their stories and share their lessons and share their laughs and joys. And whether you created a product, invented something, whatever it is you want to share and connect, by all means, this is the platform, this is the channel for that. If you're an artist, creator, I love to connect and create with other artists and connect. So as I told this story to the woman in the shop, the art gallery, she said, that's really interesting, you should check out Positive Head Radio on Spotify. I was like, oh, what's that? She said, well, they're this podcast also doing recording similar things as you are. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. I asked her, I was like, where are they based out of? She said, Venice. I was like, oh, well, it's really funny you say that, because this is the day when I am going to California. So I realized at that moment, that's where I'm going. Didn't exactly know where, but I knew Venice, California was it. And so I felt that was all I needed from the art gallery, and I said thank you to her, bowed out to the shaman, and made my way out, said bye to Crystal one more time, and got this aquamarine pendant from her shop, which is my birthstone, in March. I got in my car and sat down, and I started looking for the Positive Head Radio, and I stumbled upon Optimistic, and then I stumbled upon the Mystic Manor, but I still didn't have any address. Still no address, still didn't know exactly where I was going. All I knew was Venice. So I said, okay, just put it in my map, Venice, and I headed out to Venice, and I didn't know exactly where I was going, and as I drove, intuition spoke, and spoke and said, call Ryan. I was like, call Ryan? I was like, okay. So I called Ryan, didn't pick up the first time, but I was like, he'll call back, and then he did, and when he did, I asked him, I was like, hey Ryan, do you know anything about Positive Head or Mystic Manor? He goes, oh yeah, I'm going to Mystic Manor tomorrow night, actually. I was like, oh, that's beautiful. Me too. And so he sent me the link to get tickets. I bought the ticket right away, and in there I got the email with the address to the Mystic Manor. So I was like, wow, there it is. I met up with Ryan. I arrived at 11:11. We chatted and connected right away. I met Ryan at a Man Tribe gathering that I came to California a week or two before. And we talked, and we slept in his van, which was a really cool experience. I got to stay in his van for a couple weeks. Next day, went to this event at the Mystic Manor called Soul Jam, which was awesome. I got to face my fear of singing in public in front of people, which was phenomenal. The feeling of breaking through the barrier of this self-imposed fear was just an incredible experience. I highly urge every single one of you to face whatever fear you have, face it, because on the other side of that fear is this energetic, beautiful emotion we get to experience and really, really, really live, called life. And that is what we're all most afraid of as human beings, spiritual beings having this human experience. What we fear the most, what we desire the most, is to experience more life. And that was one of the things that I got to do that night. Greatly, greatly, incredibly grateful for that experience. And if I could go back, I'd do it all over again just to sing that night again, play the drums. It was amazing. That being said, the 2 weeks that I stayed with Ryan, it was 2 weeks of, I didn't realize it, but there were certain things that I was doing that I wasn't really understanding why, and I still didn't understand different parts of my life and the journey that I was on. I wasn't really smoking weed anymore, but I was still taking microdoses of mushrooms, really without much intention. I was just kind of like, oh, this is fun, this is recreational, this is good for me. I feel good when I do this, it lets me open up. Whatever reasons that I was giving myself to do it. And I realized every time I did it, I had all these amazing thoughts, I had all these ideas that came through, and all these plans that I would create, and this feeling of, you know, synchronicity and being one with everything. However, nothing ever actually came into being, into fruition. Like, everything was just kind of airy, up in the air and dreamy, and which is great. You know, I love that. It's a very addicting state to be in. However, when there is no action involved, there's no results, then you're kind of stuck in that dreamy land and you're not on the ground. And I realized that that wasn't serving me anymore. Being up there and not in here, in this physical body, I really missed that. It wasn't up until I met this psychic medium who's now one of my good friends. His name is Corey Daniel. I was sitting at Erewhon eating, and this guy just... I was sitting on the Erewhon eating, facing the mirror, facing the window, facing the mirror, yeah, essentially. Facing the window, and he comes on the other side, and he sits down next to these two girls, and then he looks at me, and he pointed out my legs. I was wearing these jeans, and my legs were showing really, really predominantly through these jeans. And he's like, "Whoa!" He's like, "Your legs, man!" And I pulled up my old bodybuilding pictures through the window, and I showed him. He's like, "Holy shit!" So he comes around, he sits next to me, and we connected and chatted for a little bit. And he said, "You should come. I'll do a, you know, I'll give you a reading." I was like, "Okay," and I did exactly that. A few days went by. I came to his space and sat down. And as soon as I sat down, first thing he said, which resonated on the deepest level for me, was, "Stop the mushrooms. Enough mushrooms. Enough smoking weed. Enough escaping." And as soon as I heard that, I was like, "Whoa, whoa!" I didn't realize that I was escaping. I thought that I was just being me. I thought that, oh, I do what I want. You know, I could stop when I want. This isn't inhibiting me. But at the same time, yeah, it was. Yeah, from that moment on, I stopped. That was the moment when I realized, well, there was one more experience where I took a small dose of mushrooms after that on New Year's. That was a fun time. That happened. But after that, that was it. Haven't done them since, and feeling really good being back in my body. There was a lot more things that came through in that reading, like the fact that I was reliving or living my grandfather's energetic debt. And the reason for my escaping was because I was living my grandfather's trauma that I had no idea about. I didn't even know why I was doing the things I was doing, and until he brought me awareness to that. I actually got to speak with my grandfather's spirit by him channeling as a medium for my grandfather's spirit to come through and speak with me, which was an intense experience. Getting to talk to my grandpa, I haven't spoken to him since I was about 5 was the last memory I had. So that was intense. Anyway. After that, I realized that I needed to do what was in my best interest, what was benefiting me the most, and to stay away from all drugs, all psychedelics. They have their purpose. They are medicinal. They do have very beneficial properties and medicinal properties, and I love getting to use them when the time is right, when we do, you know, require that assistance in the present moment, whenever that is. You know, it's just for me at the time right now, they are no longer benefiting. So for me, I'm staying away. I thank them for what they have done for me. I wouldn't be here now if it wasn't for the moments when I did take them. However, you know, those moments have passed. So that being said, being authentic further, as I came out to California, before I came out, I was dealing with health issues, primarily stemming from the gut. For those of you that know or don't know, I'll reiterate. In the past, I was deeply involved in bodybuilding. And by no means am I putting anything in the negative connotation to bodybuilding. The only things that I had negative experiences with was what I did to myself. I was running away from facing emotions and experiences that I was experiencing with my parents in my childhood, their divorce, energies in the world that I wasn't really understanding as a child. There wasn't really anybody around me to explain to me that I was experiencing things energetically that had nothing really to do with me, that I was just absorbing. You know, we don't really have that. I didn't have that growing up. So it's nice to be becoming that for the ones that are seeking that sort of guidance. I took on a lot of energy, a lot of emotions, a lot of traumas that weren't my own, and I carried them through my life, little by little, letting them go one by one. But what ended up happening is I went into bodybuilding. I relied on food heavily. Food was the biggest drug that I escaped through to suppress and not face myself and my experiences and my emotions. And it wasn't even the right food. It was all this processed junk. I love pizzas, but I was eating pizza almost every night. And because I was taking steroids, it was very easy for me to justify that, oh, I still look great. You know, I can burn these calories off, but my inner cells were being toxified. My inner organs were being toxified. I was eating a ton of processed sugars and like Pop-Tarts, muffins, cupcakes, cakes, whatever you name it, was in the bakery aisle of every supermarket. I was in there holding up two different things saying, what would Jesus do? Oh, buy both? Okay, I'll buy both. So I remember there was a point where I was intaking like 20,000 calories per day. I would go smash legs and touch-ups and hit the gym for like 3 hours at a time, and then I would be like, oh, I just trained for so long and I'm taking this that allows me to burn this many calories and stay in a state of thermogenesis, and I'm also going to take this insulin growth factor that's going to allow me to intake more food, so this allows me to do all this and I can eat whatever I want. And you know, it was ego, just so much ego. And so I did that for a very long period of time in my bodybuilding career, and I had no idea what was happening internally. And one day back in, in the year 2013, my hair started to really thin out. I also took Accutane for the horrible acne that I was getting that I didn't understand where it was stemmed from. You know, the steroids didn't help, although they weren't the primary cause. It was my body trying to detox through my skin. And I didn't know what was going on. I just knew that I was tired of dealing with acne, so I took Accutane, which didn't really do my body much good. And at the age of 23, my hair started to really thin, and by the age of 24-25, I pretty much just decided, you know, this is getting ridiculous, and I just shaved it off, and that was that. And at the age of 24, I started to notice that my skin was getting really dry, and I didn't really think anything of it. Most of us really don't. Most of us kind of go through life believing that this is just how things are. This is just a normal state of being. It's okay that I feel like this because everyone is feeling like this. But really, that's bullshit. We're meant to be and stay in a state of abundance and feeling good and being happy and feeling happy and thriving in life. And the moment that we choose to accept anything less and below and beneath that, we are no longer in our state of abundant self that we came here to be. And I didn't know that at the time. And so by the age of 25, what ended up happening was I started getting these like scaly patches on my skin. It looked kind of like ringworm, but it wasn't ringworm. And I thought it was ringworm, so I got all these skin creams and went to the doctor and got antibiotics. And for a while I was taking these things, and you know, externally it looked like it was helping, but it just kept coming back whenever I would stop the medications. And I didn't know what was going on, and kind of just carried on the same way that I was going. I continued bodybuilding, and continued eating like shit. I would get my, you know, quote unquote healthy meals in, where I thought the meals were healthy, but really the food I was getting, it was as cheap as I could possibly get. Because at the time, back in 2016, I started a meal prep company when I was still in New Jersey. And the meal prep company was really the primary intent for it, was for me to just be able to pay my bills. And I didn't really have much further plans for it. But when I started it and started running with it, I did see the big picture of where the potential for it could go. However, I didn't really want that. The further I went with it, the more I realized that I wasn't doing what I truly wanted to do, and I was losing the joy and the fun, and it became based around the intention to just bring money in, and more money, 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 and I became completely absolved and became this money-hungry, greedy person. And even I no longer loved the self, the being that I was. You know, I dropped. It was like the angel that lost his wings, so to speak, and fell to that lower vibration. And my health began to suffer so much that one day I woke up. I think it was back in 2018. I woke up and I was just, brain fog was. That was, I could barely think straight, could barely remember anything. My emotional state of being was going up and down all the time. I couldn't really keep food down, but I knew that I needed to eat if I were to maintain my bodybuilding image. I just felt out of harmony, out of sync, and not aligned with my highest good anymore at all, like at all, in any way. I went to the doctor and they drew my blood and they said, "Your blood is so thick, sir, that you have about 3 to 6 months to live." And I looked at them like, "What?" I said, "How do we prevent that from happening?" They said, "We are gonna need to draw and have you donate about 7 times for your blood to go at least to the maximum of what you should be at." And I said, "Whoa, that's no, I'm not doing that. There has to be another way." So I learned about detox. My ex-girlfriend at the time, she pulled out this nutrition book that I had, Nutritional Healing. There was a page in there that said detox, and I didn't really need to read it. I read the word detox and I instantly clicked, and in my mind said, okay, what is toxifying my body? It's simply a matter of taking out what's toxifying for my body to allow itself to heal itself. I just knew that intuitively. And I said, okay. So I started to do research on what is toxifying. Of course, I instantly knew that the steroids I was taking, both orally and injections, I knew that those weren't meant to be in me. So I slowly started to taper off the steroids and came down to just doing a TRT therapeutic replacement therapy. HRT, TRT, I think it was hormone replacement therapy doses for testosterone, because I was not willing to let go of that yet at the time. And as I did that, I felt a little bit better. In terms of better, when I say better, I mean more myself. And but still something wasn't right. So I started to look at, okay, what else am I intaking? A lot of food, six meals a day on top of, you know, whatever else I wanted to eat, you know, cereals, which are the most processed food that we are told to eat in societal terms of a well, healthy, balanced breakfast. It's the last thing. The last thing you should be having for breakfast is cereal. So I started to take certain foods out. I looked up and saw how unhealthy it is to be eating the amounts of red meat that I was eating, not to mention the red meat that I was getting had pesticides, hormones, and all these chemicals put into it, and food dyes to make it look like it's still fresh. It was still the mindset mentality of make money on this. And so I was getting away from that and took red meat out. Within 2 days of taking out red meat, my body felt better. I felt more energy, but still not right. The next thing, I remember chicken started to feel nauseating to even look at. And so I took chicken out, and what I was left with was tilapia and salmon. And even those, the tilapia is a farm-raised, you know, man-made fish, which is a bottom-dwelling fish. It eats whatever is on the bottom. And it's usually, it's raised in farms in mass quantities. They're all shitting and pissing together in this big, huge tank. You just don't want to be eating that. It's not good quality food, fish. So I cut that out, and I took out salmon too at the time, and I went completely plant-based. And I went plant-based, vegan. I don't want to say vegan because I wasn't vegan across the board, just with food, so plant-based. And for a while I felt really good because I got to detox and cleanse my body, but then there came a time where I started to feel really ill. Ilya felt ill. And I felt really sick, and my energy was low, and once again my hormones started to feel out of balance because I was intaking all this processed soy. I didn't feel good anymore, and I was out of alignment completely. Long story short, I got away from all steroids, got away from all the chemically processed foods, and I started eating all organic. As I left New Jersey, I had this experience in Sedona where I regained the relationship with food, and I remembered that it's not the food that's bad, it's the energy that we give to the food. So if we're feeling anxious or depressed or angry or anything, any certain emotion that isn't harmonious and calm and peaceful, and just being, we translate that energy into the physical matter, which is the food that we are putting into us. And when we do that, we get the karmic transfer, the karmic relationship back to us. So that energy gets relayed back to us. Not to mention, if you're getting chicken or animal products from a place that, treats their animals poorly, injects them with hormones, chemicals, wherein they're killed inhumanely, they don't get sunlight, they are not happy beings growing up. That is the energy that stays in that body, that physical matter that we then put in our mouth. So be aware to that. The food itself isn't bad. It is the energy that you want to be aware to that could potentially be harmful and non-beneficial to you. So just things to keep in mind. After learning that, I simply realized that skimping on, you know, pinching pennies on food is not worth my health. Because when us are not healthy, we are not happy. It is totally impossible. That is impossible to be happy while you're unhealthy. You won't be. I wasn't. And that was the lesson I learned. So coming back to what I was aware to when I came to California from New Jersey was I was still facing some health issues that I said, you know what? I'm not going to focus on these. I'm simply going to focus on my calling, what intuition is telling me, what source, God, spirit is telling me. And I'm going to go to California. And I did that. And I knew that things would work out for me. Everything will work out and fall in place. And the health issues will subside. I'll connect with people and I'll align with people that are meant for the highest good. And that's exactly what happened. I consistently was aware to the candida that I was dealing with. My stomach biome was out of alignment and I didn't really know what to eat. I didn't know what herbs or medicines to take. And eventually I connected with this man who's now my friend. His name is Drew. He's an Ayurvedic doctor who brought to me the information of eating based on our doshas, from the Ayurvedic standpoint in Hindu medicine. And that brought a lot of light and awareness to eating the right foods for my my body, which is pitta vata. Getting that information combined with further being aligned with this company and brand called Purium. Before, when I was in New Jersey, I was doing a lot of juice cleansing, and the cold pressed juices, I did that for 16 days, where previously going into that, I did 4 days of dry fasting. And I detoxed a lot, and it was a phenomenal transformation. I learned so much. I was able to be aware to the emotions that were being suppressed and let them go. And the emotions that were suppressed and let go of were in the forms of toxins that come out of us. You know, whether you go to the bathroom, defecate in there, and whatever comes out, or, you know, however it comes out, we sweat. Those are energies that are coming out of us that are no longer benefiting us, that we have already processed. So all that juicing that I did was great. However, it took the entire day for me to juice all those fruits and vegetables. It took like 3 hours just to juice out of my day. And, I realized that 3 hours could be put into other things that I enjoy doing, or that brings, you know, money and finances to me, that allow me to do other things and, you know, connect with people, go play, go have fun with friends, or just work. And when I connected with Purium, everything made sense. Everything connected with my life, where everything has been based around health and wellness. And it allows me to be authentic with my message, with being healthy and happy and taking care of our physical being, which is connected to our mental and our emotional and our spiritual. This is one of the products that I have here with me right now. It's the Power Shake by Purium. This is the apple berry flavor. The reason that this connected with the juice cleanses that I was doing that I'm now able to continue doing with this product is the juices were phenomenal, because when we put life energy into our body, we become what we eat, what we intake. And these products, they preserve the life energy from the vegetables and the fruits that are used to create these products. The bioavailability of the ingredients is preserved, and which is exactly what we're looking for when we intake supplements, when we intake powders and protein powders. We're looking for things that are not processed in a way where we're intaking death. We want to intake as much life as possible, because then it allows us to continue our life and shine our own light into the world and create, which is essentially what we are here for, to experience more life by creating and experience our own creation and to thrive in it and to, you know, live the experience. And that's what Purium has done for me. Right now I'm on day 6 of this parasite cleanse. I'm cleansing the candida. My symptoms of almost all of them are died down, or they're not existent anymore. I don't even know, now that I think of it, I don't even know what symptoms that I have, which is funny to say out loud, because it's a really cool, really cool feeling and experience right now in this moment to go through. So I'm on day 6 out of the 40-day cleanse. And what I love about it, on top of so many different things, is that first 10 days you primarily are intaking these juices while taking their aminos. And the amino acids, they're phenomenal. They're the same aminos that are used in muscle wasting patients in hospitals that keep the people alive. And so when you take that, you know that you can still maintain and grow muscle while being on a very low caloric intake, which is great, because when cleansing and detoxing, that is exactly what you need to be doing to allow the energy that was once used to be digesting to go towards other things like healing and recovering, so that the body can do its thing and, you know, grow and heal and recover. And the other thing is that the company, they have events where people get to go to their farms and their establishments, and they get to see how the products are created. And that, we know, people get to know that this is actual quality. This isn't being processed. This isn't heated to ridiculous temperatures and pasteurized, where the life is being sucked out of the things just to preserve its shelf life. None of that's going on. It's as natural as it can possibly be in terms of getting it from farm to you. That is the only reason I'm able to promote this product, and that goes hand in hand with me being authentic. I only promote things that I have done myself or am doing myself, that I know have given me benefit, that have added benefit to my life, and that I can allow myself to promote for everyone else that I would like to see using the products, because my life mission is to see everyone happy, healthy, and thriving in finances, and just abundant in all areas and aspects of our lives. That is my life mission. That's what I came and reincarnated in this life for. That is what I'm here for. That is what this message is for. That is the message behind Purium. That is what this company's message is, and I would love to bring on as many people as possible to be a part of the group, the team with me, so that we can make a bigger impact growing and thriving together and making the change together. And that's really what I call living the dream. Seeing everyone in this world happy, healthy, and thriving financially, because then we get to live our best life and be our highest selves and experience the most out of this life. So for those still here after 50 minutes of me telling my story, thank you so much for being here, so much for sticking through this message, and know that there's more information that I will be promoting and providing, and more messages and more stories that I'll be telling of my experiences. I look forward to bringing on people to share here with me their own stories, their messages. If you have a brand, a product, or you have your own company that you feel can bring benefit, that you would like to connect to, you know, this podcast or this YouTube channel, by all means, that is what this and I are here for. Perfect timing, my phone battery is actually about to die, which is what I'm using to record this video on. So let's end this here. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been Ilya with Yala Radio and YouTube channel. Thank you so much. I love you always, and be well, and let's connect on the next episode. Peace.